right? And what's going on YouTube and podcast audio. Lance Wall now. So we're niggas voted on polls. I made two polls. I made one on Facebook and one on on the Twitter.
Yes.
About expanding how we do our programming, because I see that when I look at people that are somewhat, you know, into content creation, but they're more so into conversation on the privately owned social media, people are very interested in dating and romance. It's a really big deal to people that are not me. they're so into it. And I'm like, I mean, maybe if I can get guests on the program to talk about, like, relationship expert or whatever the fuck, you know. You know, or the nigga that was on with the episode about the row cut, yeah. You know, get niggas like that on. Apparently that's an interesting topic for folks. Mm-hmm. For me, I put low priority on it in my life. I just don't care. And that's how I ended up legally married. By not putting an emphasis on it. But people voted more for, hey, cover more Republican shit. Because I think they want more politics in general. But we're always talking about the Democrats because they're right there.
Yeah.
They're the closest to us ideologically. So they're it's like you talk about the first thing you see. You know, like I see my yard, not my neighbor's yard. My yard is right there.
Also because they're supposed to be the party that does better. Come on. Do your job. You're supposed to be the better party. Be the better party, please.
Yeah. So let's check out this Lance Wall Now audio. Mm-hmm. All right, because Lance Wall Now knows things about, how the Bible is real and things from the Bible are happening in here. All right? So it's kind of a prophecy sort of thing.
I don't know this guy.
Now, I think he might be the guy that said Huffington Puffington Post.
Oh.
I think it's that cat.
Bell was operating in government, and if you're into Elijah and into the prophetic and into the Elijah move and the end time and new wine and all that, he confronted Jezebel right out there on the mountain of her influence because she's married to Ahab.
Yeah, that's what I remember so well about this guy, is he is incredibly very tightly groomed.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he fucking edged up his eyebrows and hairline with a razor blade.
Jezebel gets into government and then produces false beliefs. It's a false prophet. It's false prophets running CNN right now. False prophets on MSNBC. Just occurred to me recently, if Antichrist ultimately is a government spirit that takes over world governments to shut down Christians in the same way that Hitler took government and Nero took government, then the false prophet isn't some guy who's on Christian.
Can you really take a government if you were either born into a leadership role or elected?
No, that's how they take it.
That's not really taking it, is it?
Yeah, look at how much you saw the Green New Deal just passed.
Yeah.
Ocasio-Cortez, she came and took government. See? You didn't think about that part.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
In television, prophesying false. The false prophet is the voice that supports the emergence of the Antichrist, and that's media. The world ruler spirit is a false prophet. Remember, there's principalities, powers, and rule.
What? You're hating on the world ruler spirit?
What the fuck is an Antichrist spirit? What is a what spirit?
Antichrist. Anti means against. The against Christ spirit. You telling me it's not making sense?
No, it's not making sense.
You just double negative your answer. You mean it's making sense?
Rulers of the darkness. The world ruling prince. That reaches from the BBC and CNN all over Asia, all over Europe, Central America, South America, and Africa. It's the voice of the false media. And everywhere I go in the world, I have to listen to the torment of it 24 hours a day. It's a lying voice trying to support an anti-Christian agenda. And it's a counterfeit spiritual move. By the way, Ocasio-Cortez, I'm just going to hit this while I'm at it. She actually had a spiritual encounter when she went and auditioned for the role of running for Congress. Do you know
Is that something that happened? Now, there are actual auditions for running, when, like, there are groups of Republicans that when they're about to run or go for re-election, they literally, like, go to the Koch Brothers Resort.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And, yeah. And I remember on one of them, Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough went. Mm-hmm. And then they came back talking about how awesome the Koch brothers are. Yeah, it's fucking bugged out. I know Rand Paul goes to them.
Of course he does.
That there is a website, the Justice Democrats, that talk about how the three women that are being given this huge platform in Congress right now, they actually were recruited and auditioned and were the most credible spokespeople to be given the scripts and the money and the apparatus.
Yeah, the Justice Democrats, that's what Cenk Uygur put together. And yeah, he went and found, but they weren't there to say the words. He went and found people and vetted them that would push the populist ideas. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, that is what they did. He's literally just, it's not like they're ashamed of it.
And the machinery to get behind them, to put them in office. In other words, it isn't a byproduct of some organic move of people. It's a structured, aggressive, activist-funded organization that is recruiting.
It's bad because it's activist-funded.
It is bad because it's activist-funded.
It's probably even worse that activists had money at all.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
he's just like more mad that it's not establishment.
Because he keeps holding up this paper talking about their website. I'm looking at their website right now. I'm actually looking for anything about Ocasio-Cortez. Like, the first thing I see is, like, platform shit, right? Federal jobs guarantee, infrastructure, Medicare for all.
That's because her audition, like with RuPaul's Drag Race, it was an audition tape. That's why she made that video dancing on the building. Mm-hmm. That was how she auditioned. Mm-hmm. And they were like, ah, damn, that little colored woman can dance. That's the one we want in office. All right. What up?
The closest thing I can find to what he's talking about is they say it's our time. We're recruiting a diverse working class leaders to run as Justice Democrats for 2020. Is the next Ocasio-Cortez, Tlaib, or Omar in your district? Help us find them by nominating a candidate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's aggressive, man.
We're focused on recruiting candidates to run in districts where the incumbent Democrat is demographically and ideologically out of touch with voters in the district. That is the only reference to recruiting. There is no... And you have to be nominated. All right. But sure, that's exactly how he's portraying it right now.
You're hating.
Okay.
Democrats to be their leftists, to remove moderate Democrats, to take over the entire Democrat Party...
Now, didn't a few months ago, back when I first started doing Morning Wine Cellar, one of the first ones I did was called Republicans Love Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because now you see what he's mad about. He doesn't want moderate Democrats moved out.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want the actual left in. See, Democrats and Republicans are the uniparty that hates the left.
Yep.
The top three big mouths that are there are all those that did auditions. And Ocasio said her weekend...
He wanted to say they're all women. He did. He stopped himself. Let me take that back a few steps.
Are all those that did auditions...
See that? Are all those that did auditions. Mm-hmm. He wanted to say they're all... They're all labia flappers.
They are all labia flappers.
We're not supposed to... It's bad enough that we let menstruation into the House of Representatives, and now you got new young ones?
And Ocasio said her weekend audition experience for the role of being qualified to run for Congress was a spiritual awakening. It's a counterfeit... You look at her eyes...
I just want to see where she said that. Because you notice he keeps holding up that piece of paper, implying that it's like a news article or something from somewhere.
No, and it's a printout from his fucking... I don't know if that's his office or if he's
like,
just...
He's like fucking Alex Jones. He's like, we got the facts and figures right here. And it's like an article from InfoWars.
Yeah, like I do wonder what the fuck room is he in?
Looks like his office.
And people always... You know something I will never do as a internet broadcaster? Is deliberately shoot with a bookshelf behind me. I think that is some of the most pretentious asshole shit. Fuck you and your fucking bookshelf, motherfucker.
So you ain't building no bookcase?
No. But Oh, damn. I ain't building no bookcase. These here my daddy podcasts.
I feel sorry for it. It's like I just picture as one of my kids. And I'm saying, she's been taken in by the... She's drinking the Kool-Aid. She's in a cult. She doesn't even have a rational boner. But she's like, and the...
Did he say rational boner?
But he meant to say bone in her body, but didn't finish the sentence. But also, like, I'm not quite sure how to say it without sounding incredibly ableist.
What up?
But he's talking about her being in a cult, but look at his face! Look at his face while he's talking!
He's fucking excited and ridiculously tightly groomed.
Like,
And he actually looks like his pupils are dilated a bit. Maybe I just paused it on a weird moment.
My kids. And I'm saying, she's been taken in by the... She's drinking the Kool-Aid. She's in a cult. She doesn't even have a rational...
Did you see his eyes right there?
What, how big his eyes are getting when he's talking?
He's like, his eyes are super wide. He's like, she's in a cult. And it's like, dude, you... look like you're in a cult right now. Fucking creepy.
Yeah, he looks fucking cookie cutter. Like, he actually looks like someone said, make Jay Leno, but kind of weird. Yeah, he does. He looks like a fucking Jay Leno doll.
Oh, God.
She's like, and the cult. And so those guys are under a spirit, and they literally describe an awakening. An awakening. Would to God we had Christians that were patriots, that we could get 100 women right now who would gather together, and that they themselves would be vetted by people that know how to put congressmen and women in office, and we moved you in where there's a moderate Republican who's a waffler and doesn't know how to have a backbone, and that you...
So he wants moderate Democrats, but doesn't want moderate Republicans.
I guess he understands that Democrats always capitulate.
They genuflect.
Themselves would be vetted by people that know how to put congressmen and women in office, and we moved you in where there's a moderate Republican who's a waffler and doesn't know how to have a backbone, and that you women would rise up, and we'd have a wave of at least...
When he says the word you, he's accidentally saying Jew, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, he did it twice.
Yeah, a little musifying to me. I like it, man. It's pretty good. Hold on, let me dance it. Right there. Okay.
By people that know how to put congressmen and women in office, and we moved you in where there's a moderate Republican who's a waffler and doesn't know how to have a backbone, and that you women would rise up, and we'd have a wave of...
Yeah, you women.
Jew women. You see? Mm-hmm. He's not anti-Semitic like Omar.
Right, okay.
Of at least 20 or 30 women with power that would go in and have a spiritual awakening while they're getting, while they're auditioning for the role in the script with the machinery to be able to move into Congress to be a counterforce for this other force. But doesn't that excite you? Doesn't that give you a little stimulus? Now that's a stimulus package I could believe in. And it's spiritual.
Yeah, this is a weird fucking dude, yo. Like,
interesting how when he talks, he goes, like, in between trying to be, like, a serious person, you know, sounding like a news commentator to, like, preacher voice.
And it's, like, it's white preacher voice that's not even Southern. So it's a little extra creepy to me. And every single time I pause it, he looks even creepier.
He might have, like, bodies in his basement.
Yeah. Yeah, and very well organized. He takes his time.
Very well organized, yeah.
Sure. Because you're going to extend the stability and strength of God's influence in government over the minds of men so that the enemy cannot
take all that
liberty.
Fuck the Constitution, B. Fuck it.
Yeah. What? It's the Godstitution, okay?
It's the Constitution.
It's for the Lord.
From your children. And harass them and embarrass them. There's a bill in Congress right now by the crazy leftists to silence Christians, so that it's trying to replace the it's called the H5 bill. It's trying to add the civil rights for transgenders so that it will come against all Christians, all counselors, all preachers, all Bible schools, and all...
Okay, he's bringing out his transphobia here. Phoenix Kalita is looking up the bill right now.
He said H5, right?
He said H5. He probably has it wrong. You found it?
No.
No. Yeah, congressional bill protecting transgender rights. I think that would be the search terms I'd go for. All right, let's see. Congressional bill protecting transgender rights. Let's see here. October 22nd, 2018, U.S. Congress should protect transgender rights, HRW.org. Legislative tracker, anti-transgender bills, act to provide comprehensive state civil rights, protecting individuals. Okay, let's see. Let me take a look at that one. Though this is not a .gov, though. This is a .org. Freedomforallamericans.org. So it's saying that during the 2019 legislative session, dozens of states will consider legislation related to LGBTQ discrimination. Some bills will seek to advance the comprehensive non-discrimination laws that LGBTQ people are so sorely need, while others will almost certainly attempt to single out and target LGBTQ people for unfair and unequal treatment. Freedom for All Americans is tracking each relevant bill in our 2019 legislative tracker in partnership with the Equality Federation. The particular bill? Yep. What's cracking?
So apparently this is on Jeff Merkley's website. Merkley, Collins, Baldwin, and Booker lead Senate introduction of landmark bipartisan LGBTQ rights bill. It is called the Equality Act and would ensure LGBTQ Americans are protected by the same federal non-discrimination laws that already apply to race, religion, and more. So, it's just wrong that in a majority of states, LGBTQ Americans are not fully protected from being fired, evicted from their home, or denied services because of who they are or who they love. It's time to end this kind of discrimination, because LGBTQ Americans should have full freedom of full equality, said Senator Baldwin. We cannot profess to be a nation of liberty and justice for all. Wouldn't be a discrimination. Da, 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 da. I'm looking, trying to find the actual text of the bill. The Equality Act of 2019 would ensure full federal non-discrimination equality by adding sexual orientation and gender identity to other protected classes. So basically that's what it is. The bill would explicitly ban a discrimination in a host of areas, including employment, housing, public accommodations, jury service, access to credit, and federal funding. The bill would also add protections against sex discrimination in parts of anti-discrimination laws where these protections have not previously been included, including public accommodations and federal funding. So yeah, that's the bill.
Okay, well, now let's hear Lance Wall now tell the truth about this bill. I mean, you just did your spin.
Yeah.
But now let's hear what the bill really does. Okay? Because, I mean, yeah, you're going to get Phoenix Kalita's hard leftist rude approach.
Yes.
Children. And harass them and embarrass them. There's a bill in Congress right now by the crazy leftists to silence Christians so that they...
Didn't we just discover it was bipartisan?
But it's by the crazy leftists.
It's bipartisan.
Yeah, right. How about wrong?
It's called the H5 bill. It's trying to add the civil rights for transgenders so that it will come against all Christians, all counselors, all preachers, all Bible schools, and all businesses, and force them to have to recognize that if they don't embrace the full LGBT agenda, then they are violating the civil rights of others, and they could be subject to fines, imprisonments, or being put out of business. That legislation, it won't pass, but you should know three Republicans endorsed it, and it's right now being advanced in the House for a vote. That's the kind of lunacy you're up against. That's why I say... Share the broad.
Being able to fire trans people for being trans is lunacy. All right.
Yeah, because that's the thing. If transgender folks have jobs and make money and they can pay their bills, then that's me as a cis person embracing the gay agenda. See?
No.
And that's not fair.
No.
You haven't even seen the gay agenda. I've got the facts and the figures right here. All right? I've got... Oh, shit. Nigga, I made my telephone come unplugged. talking about. See, when you go into Alex Jones mode, you break shit. Mm-hmm. The facts and the figures. Yeah, man. But the the gay agenda, like it has in there, universal basic income, which is socialism. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It also has that corporations that are worth more than $2 million, mm-hmm, that their staff members get to vote on how the place runs. Mm. Wrong. Also. And that each staff member gets stock in the company. Wrong. The gay agenda is very bad. Very bad. You know what else they do? They live in their own homes and mind their business.
That's awful. Wow.
Can't have that. Mm-hmm. There should be a priest in every gay house, mm-hmm, exercising the demonic agenda out of them. These are the facts.
Right, okay.
These are the facts.
Podcast, because it's a spirit of deception that would lull to sleep 30 or 40 million of us that can shift the course of history. Donald Trump's looking for us right now. There were Christians in the White House last week. I wasn't in the meeting. I promised I wasn't going to say anything inappropriate about the meeting. I got the notes because my friends were there. But I'm going to tell you something. The White House is looking for people that can get behind them and support them because there's not enough voices supporting, and that makes me furious.
This guy's a fucking weirdo.
No, Lance Wall now is a pretty sharp cookie.
How can a cookie be sharp? It's a circle.
What?
Then
what?
They are violating the...
So you're saying cookies can't be sharp now?
Correct.
I think you're wrong.
I think I'm right.
Like, now I want more Lance. I do. For some reason.
Because you hate us?
No, I'm just going to take a look. Let's just see some of what he has here. What he has tonight on the Feast Purim.
Purim. It's a Jewish holiday.
Oh, fuck. I wonder where he's going with that one. How to hear God in a time of transition. And I'm sure he's talking about like social change.
Oh, the lowdown on Jussie Smollett.
Oh, fuck. Why is it 40 minutes, though? Your videos are too long, Lance.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, I'll definitely want to look at more Lance Wall now. Because as Fee's Cleeter would say, a sharp cookie.
No, I would not say that. I have never said that. Ever.
I don't know. I heard you say it.
No.
All right, we're dragging this out for no reason.
Oh.
Actually, you know what? Let's do it, man.
What are we doing?
You want to do the E.W. Jackson?
We already did that. Oh, do it again.
The audio broke. Oh. And I was like, we can't recreate that. So this one that we're about to do is why the episode is late. Because we were trying to do it and the fucking recording effed up. And but I took all but two of our YouTube videos off the hard drive and freed up 7 gigabits of space. So now, E.W. Jackson covered way back in the old wine cellar because he caught himself. He did something, like, it's something that we're all aware of, right? The where they call Obama a what?
Oh, atheist, Muslim, Kenyan usurper?
Yeah. But he accidentally said the atheist and the Muslim part at the same time.
Yes.
Let's see. Let's see if that video still exists online. All right. Obama, atheist, Muslim. Elon Omar responds to E.W. Jackson's fears of hijabs? Maybe Jesus. We should be covering Republicans more. I didn't even know that was going on. Okay. Yeah, I had no idea. Republican reaction to Obama's prayer breakfast. Oh, here it is. 2013. God, that's old wine cellar. And May 20th, 2013. So that was probably around like the 30th episode or so. Oh, fuck. The video's not on YouTube anymore. Video unavailable because the YouTube account associated with this video has been terminated. Frunk. All right. Well, let's dig into it. Oh, wait a second. Do. Nope, Slate doesn't have it either. All right, nobody has that one. All right. Well, that's a fair fucking deal. let's just get on with it then. All right, so Chicago elected a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And this here mayor is not only is she a lady woman.
Chicago just elected.
But she's also a heterophobe, to my understanding.
Yes, she is a heterophobe.
All right. Let's see what happens.
I mean, she's also a cop, not that anyone cares.
Yeah, no one does.
Not only their first black woman, they just elected a lesbian woman.
Woo! He is leaning on the word woman.
He does not like women.
He doesn't have a misogynistic bone in his body.
Mm.
Like, he is... Let's just start that. I want
to
hear him...
To be their first black female mayor. Chicago just elected not only their first black woman, they just elected a lesbian woman.
Woo, like, he said those words as if they were in two different sentences. Lesbian, period, woman, period. Just so you know how bad both of these things are.
Right.
To be their first black female mayor. And she got up and said, you know, this we're showing the world. It doesn't.
I like that we have better audio than him.
Hmm.
Like, come on, E-Dub. You've been at this for a while, buddy chief. And you probably have significantly more funding than us.
Oh, yeah.
Get better audio.
Matter, I guess, what your race or skin color, something like that. But then she had to get into, it doesn't matter who you love. And, you know, I have to tell you, I almost get nauseous every time I hear that.
No, because... you don't.
Yeah, he does. He gets nauseous.
No, he doesn't.
He fucking throws his chickpeas up all over his bib.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then he would be nauseous all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he carries around a Panera Bread apron and just hacks up a beef stroganoff and that shit.
Beef stroganoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh, excuse.
As we know that that's a euphemism for it doesn't matter who you have sex with. They're not talking about love. They're not talking about love.
Because gay people do not fall in love.
It doesn't matter who you have sex with. It doesn't matter who you have sex with. It doesn't matter who you have sex with.
I want to isolate that by itself. Just kind of play that. Just somebody walk up to me. Hey, sir, you finding everything in the store okay? Doesn't matter who you have sex with.
What?
Just have that on tap with a fucking Bluetooth speaker. I think
euphemism for it doesn't matter who you have sex with. For it doesn't matter who you have sex with. Euphemism for.
Right? Somebody comes up. Hey, sir. So who's your cable provider?
It doesn't matter who you have sex with.
Right? Fucking awesome.
They're not talking about love.
And no, they're not.
No, they're not, no.
What, you think gay people love each other?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Then
why are they always spilling tea and throwing shade? Hmm? It's not a party in Boston. They're not under the gazebo. And they all do that, not just one specific community of performers. All of them.
Okay, of all gay people, bro. Yeah,
I realize I had to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what's happening here. They don't fall in love
because we as Christians know we love everybody.
What now? Christians don't love everybody.
I don't think this man loves everybody.
I think you need to learn something about being a Christian.
For it doesn't matter who you have sex with.
Okay, just in case you forgot mm-hmm. what being a Christian's all about.
They're not talking about love. Because we as Christians know we love everybody. We love even our enemies. We love the...
See? What? Do you think that there is a Christian out there that doesn't love Muslims? One. You name me one Christian that doesn't love Muslims. You don't have one. I'm hitting play again.
Donald Trump.
People who don't...
Wrong. He's a Presbyterian.
That's a Christian.
Fuck. Shit. Weird that I know that.
That he's a Presbyterian?
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what the fuck a presbyter is.
Yeah. No, yeah. Like, all he knows is that he is nailing his mother's hairstyle.
Whew.
Don't like us. Who don't agree with us. We love him anyway. We love him with the love of Jesus Christ. And in that sense, yeah, we don't... We expect... We want... people to love everybody. But that's not what they're talking about when they say it doesn't matter.
Oh, and folks, look up a picture of Donald Trump's parents. You'll see what we're talking about.
They look like fucking Tim Burton. Like, they should be in a Tim Burton movie. Like, they can be the villains.
Yeah. They, or just characters when it's a Tim Burton movie.
True.
Just fucking, just donut shop
owners. I just think
that
they should be villains because they raised that and gave us this, fuckers.
Or because they were villains.
They were villains, yes.
Matter who you love. They're talking about who you have sex with. And really, specifically, they're saying, it doesn't matter if you have sex with someone of the same gender. That's saying, it doesn't matter if you have sex with someone of the same gender. Specifically,
why are
they're
they
saying,
so obsessed
it doesn't matter if you have
sex
with someone
with.
Of the same gender.
It's
really,
weird.
Specifically, they're saying,
what?
It's weird.
It's weird.
Yes.
So it's weird to you that when you walk in and the Walmart greeter says, hey, welcome to Walmart, and then I have the Bluetooth speaker and go,
it doesn't matter if you have sex with someone of the same gender. That's really,
I'm
I mean,
not going to let
know,
you do that.
Why not? You don't let me do anything in public. I have no freedom.
Really? So the last time we were at Walmart, you didn't hurt the Comcast guy's feelings?
No, I didn't.
You didn't hurt that one person who tried to check us at the door's feelings?
Oh, I don't like getting nigger checked when I'm walking out the door.
You made that abundantly clear.
I'm not stealing. God damn it.
You made that quite clear.
Ask me that shit.
She did not know what to do. And, you know, it would have been so annoying if she hadn't let, like, the five white people in front of us walk out without saying anything. It would have been a lot less fucking annoying.
Yeah, like I'm telling you, don't fucking do that shit to me at the door. And I've been like this for a long time. Like, since my teens. Do not fuck with me coming out that door. I'm busy. I'm busy, chief. Like, yeah, since I was about seven. Basically, since I was old enough to go to a place, be exploited for my labor, and get a check, I've been like that.
The euphemism is just disgusting. It really is. Because this is a satanic, demonic twisting of language to say exactly the opposite of what you really mean.
Satanic and demonic.
And I like how they have to, like, it's that same shit Tariq Nasheed does. Because you see, like, he's losing his rhetorical footing. Right. Doesn't really know where he's going with it. So let's throw out a couple of the buzzwords and recalibrate.
Yep.
Because that's what, like, when Tariq Nasheed, like, he starts losing it. He's just like, family, you dig? You know what? She's a coon mammy bedwitch, butter biscuit eating coon.
Right.
Say all those words, yep. Recalibrate.
Ha! Oh, remember, did I tell you about the, moist butter biscuits?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's just funny to me. So if folks are watching this whole, like, how Tariq has now signed on to ADOS, and his, of course, his Twitter followers are using the typical Tariq language, right? So moist, bedwench, butter biscuits, and whatnot. And now the trolls that are trying to also infiltrate ADOS, they don't actually know how the language works.
Yeah, they don't know
and
the vernacular.
They don't know the, like, they know what the words are, but they don't understand them in context. And so one of them was trying to pretend to be a black ADOS person and said moist butter biscuits, and I'm highly amused.
Yeah, and like, and, but let's keep in mind, a lot of white women tune into this program.
Yes.
So when they're saying butter biscuit eating coon, they're saying like you're like a slave or like a sharecropper that's working extra hard and selling out other slaves in any way you can or doing anything you can do to appease the master or owner so that maybe you'll get a butter biscuit at the end of the day.
Right.
And so they call you a butter biscuit eating coon. But then like because like you know, when I listen to my fellow cis folk talk, especially cis men, you hear homophobia and transphobia cross up a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, so one that he does that's, like, his homophobic slur is moist. But then you think, like, a cis woman is aroused and there's a vaginal mucus creating a moisture.
Right.
So, like, they're like, it's like saying you're gay, but because you are that, you're like a woman and it's like a transgender thing.
Right.
So there's like a homophobia, transgender, well, but what up?
And also, like, the context, because that is applied through various contexts. Because, like, someone who's maybe looks femme will be called moist even if they're heterosexual.
Yeah.
But then someone who's openly gay, even if they look masculine, is still moist. So it's like, yeah.
And then, like they call me moist just because I'm not homophobic.
Right.
Like, I'm moist, you know?
So. Well, you're not being a real man, so therefore you are a vagina. Because real men don't like gay people?
And it's weird how stereotypically I am. Like, I just went and worked on my garage and basement, and then I'm gonna go to my factory job with my tools and run the machines. I run heavy, dangerous machinery.
And after working in the basement in the garage, you came in and drank a beer and watched an action movie.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm a fucking stereotype. I am.
But you don't say, but you're not homophobic, so therefore none of those things count, because unless you are insulting of, you know, insulting gay people, it's, you know, your masculinity isn't valid.
Yes.
Suspect,
so,
fam.
So now you have those terms, butter biscuit eating coon, butter biscuits in particular.
Yes.
And then you have moist.
Yes.
And so you have these white trolls. I just call them all 4chan trolls. I'm very broad with it when I say that. And they're trying to just sort of troll and mess around with the ADOS conversations, but they're calling people moist butter biscuits, you saying?
Yes.
And it's like,
those things don't even go together.
But then the funny thing is, I guarantee you that the black ADOS people, they're just like, yeah, fuck it, moist butter biscuits. Like, they're not investigating that
shit. Well, you know what, though? But that's the thing, because you have to stay on code, family.
Huh.
So they're not gonna, like, I'm sure they see it and they're like, that's not right, but they'll never call it out because you have to be on code.
Well, and something else that, and you see how I just said a lot of white women tune into this program, cis and trans, and like, so we have to explain some of this shit and break it down, right? I didn't think this was worth covering, but I think damn near almost a year ago, actually, Tariq Nasheed, to his audience, I didn't think it was worth covering, it wasn't like a big thing, but like, he said that he can see some of his followers explaining what shit means to white people, like vernacular, and he said, stop doing that.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Back to E.W. Jackson, who's not a big fan of this lesbian period, woman period mayor.
Mostly because both lesbians and women have periods.
Period.
Period. Period, period.
Jeez Christ.
No homo, no homo.
Oh, man. We never really went anywhere with that character. It's hard to do that shit when you work full time.
Because they're not talking about love, and they're not talking about loving people, they're not talking about loving everybody, they're talking about having sex with people of the same gender.
Okay.
And God does care about that, and therefore we care.
All right, he told you? He fucking came and sat down on the in the living room sofa with you.
I'll never get. See, like, that's the wildest thing, honestly, about like these religious types. It's like you believe in some, you know, omnipresent, all-seeing, all-knowing deity that created the world, created people, can kill people on a whim, start a plague, bring people back to life, like all the shit. Why does he need you to talk about gay people? He can't handle it. Did the gay agenda get to God? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, actually.
Actually.
Well, I think in all the images, depictions of him, he's fucking got on, like, a dress. God's moist, family. You dig?
Probably because he was conceptualized using Greek art, and they were very big on the toga thing.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. It's because God is moist, family. Why do you think he drowned the world? That's how moist he was.
Really?
Literally soaked the whole for 40 days and 40 nights.
40 days and 40 nights, yeah.
Nothing but moist Lord.
Hmm.
All right?
I wish God was a little more gay friendly. That would be nice.
They call him Lord Lotion. Yeah, he was a little more. Yeah, where am I going with this? All right, let's dance to A.W. Jackson.
Particularly when you want to enshrine it in public policy. What people do in the privacy of their own lives is their business. That's between them and God. They have to answer to him. We don't have to answer for them. They have to answer to God for themselves. But when you try to enshrine it in public policy and you try to make it a matter of public record and a matter of legislation and regulation, and you want to put the imprimatur of the government.
The imprimatur? I don't know that word.
I feel like I do know that word, but I forgot what it meant.
The imprimatur. And he is mad that they want to enshrine. I don't know if that's also a part of the gay agenda. They want to enshrine gay in the public sphere. Like, basically, like, at the park, you just get a big statue, but not of a person, just of the word gay. It's enshrined somehow.
Oh, a public declaration of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, mostly in the case of approving something. So, putting it on paper that it's okay to be gay.
Yeah. And
that's the gay agenda.
And that would force Christians, like, every Christian actually has to get a piece of paper and write that down themselves, though. That's the thing. They have to write it, and then they gotta hang it up on the refrigerator, like it's a really shitty picture of a kid.
They carry it in their wallet, so that if they ever get stopped by police, you have to show your identification and your acceptance of the gay community.
Bam! And that's why I'm moist, because I always have mine on me.
Yes.
I do. I fucking do. Yeah, I got a few of them, actually. Let's see. Holding this up to the camera. See? Aerial lift, Skyjack certification. That's for the gay
to run a Skyjack.
Uh-huh. And industrial truck forklift certification. So, gay.
Gay. Very gay.
And very... All gay. God, man. All right. E-Dub Burdaxon.
Remember, according to our constitutional system, the government is us. We are a self-governing nation. That means...
Why doesn't anyone understand how electoral politics works?
No, self-governing means the government does what I want it to do all the time, or I'm not free.
The Electoral College doesn't actually exist. Superdelegates don't exist.
Oh, corporations have not been declared people by the Supreme Court.
Nope. Money is not free speech.
Yeah, the McCutcheon decision actually said, fuck you, McCutcheon.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone can vote at any time in any election.
Yeah. Like, basically, I mean, like, voting, that's the thing. Like, that's why it's called voting days and not voting day. You can pretty much vote any day out of the full month, and they all, and then they just start counting them the next month. Yeah.
And you don't have to have, like, specific ID. You can just walk in and you can just say your name and walk in and vote. It doesn't matter if you've ever been, you know, have some sort of record. You can just vote. Like, they actually have, like, in the prison yard, they actually have ballot boxes out there.
Fuck yeah.
It's very important that everyone votes.
In the yard, they have them in the cells. They might be on lockdown. They're on lockdown. You gotta be able to vote in the cell.
Yes.
And then, like, as far as, like, school boards go, like, the older students are allowed to vote on that. Because, I mean, hey, who should decide that you have uniforms? The students.
Yes.
So they get to vote on it. Self-governing, chief.
Yeah, that's exactly what we have.
Means the people are sovereign. We elect people to represent us. And when you start putting the imprimatur of the government on things that are inherently sinful and wrong, you are...
Inherently.
Inherently, yeah.
By default.
Yeah, well, I mean, God said it, so, obviously.
You don't know. Yeah, you do.
You are taking the hands of every taxpayer and putting our hands in your filth.
Filth. That's also part of the gay agenda.
Filth is part of the gay agenda.
Yeah. You have to put your hands in their filth.
Yeah.
Like again, like, you know how part of the gay agenda is they mind their own business in their house.
Yes.
But when it's time for them to change their vacuum cleaner bag, you, straight Christian, has to come do it. See how that's how that works.
Yeah.
That's why my hands are all fucked up. Not from the factory work. Because I'm always, I gotta go to gay people's houses and do all their fucking yard work and shit. Right? They want pictures hung up on the wall.
Take out their garbage and stuff.
Yeah. Unclogging toilets. Filth.
You are making us complicit in the wrong, the defilement that you are doing.
Yeah. We're complicit, yo.
What does that even mean?
It means that hetero people are doppelgangers of gay people. So when they're doing gay, it's like the movie Us. And when they're doing gay agenda stuff, fucking Christians underground kind of have to mimic it in herky-jerky weird ways And it's not fair.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't, they always say that, like, oh, you're making me be complicit in what? Like, are you forced to, you're forced to what? To be gay? Like, what is being forced on you if you have to sit by a gay couple? Like, how are you being complicit in their relationship?
And the funny thing is, closet gay folks still exist. You're hanging out with someone gay now. Your pastor's gay. Your deacon's gay. The usher's gay. Closet gay folks exist. What? Bi folks exist. Non-binary folks exist. There are trans folks, right? But like that have transitioned, but they're just living it. It's not like they just walk up and no one knows. You're kicking it with somebody trans. You're hanging out. I remember someone like, because I didn't really know much about a lot of shit, and I just posted a meme like, it's somebody like hug a trans person or something. And yeah, this cat that I used to interact when I first learned how to use Facebooks. I had like 100 friends.
Yeah.
And he was having a, like, he actually did use the word scared when he was having his transphobic response. He actually used the word scared.
It was scared to hug a trans person?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he thought that, and he thinks that he thinks that all trans people should disclose before any interaction. Like, handshake, anything.
What? Are you gonna get trans cooties? What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't interact with him anymore.
like, it's to a point that it's so fucking bizarre. Someone has to tell you they're trans before you shake their hand?
Yeah, like, it's old. It's not even on an account that I use anymore. Like, even though I have the password. Yeah, that shit was ill.
Or that you want to do. And therein lies the problem. Yeah, what people do in the privacy of their own lives is that that's, you know, we're not detectives. We're not going around trying to ferret out who's doing what. It's none of our business.
Oh, but you are.
You
can't stop thinking about other people's genitals and other people fucking. It's a little weird.
Yeah, like, you literally got up and turned on your microphone on purpose and recorded yourself being angry at gay and then put it out for the world.
And but, you know, you can do what you want in the privacy of your own home. Okay.
Yeah, even though it's inherently sinful.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure your God hates sin and you represent your God.
Pray for people. That's not the issue, and the homosexual activists want to try to make that the issue. That's not the issue. The issue.
Yep, that's what they're doing. Oh, cat I work with, Miguel, I try to be normal like the normal people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, you still trying to go out on a date with that person from your prayer group? And folks, at my factory, most of my staff, English is their second language, sometimes third, and most of the staff are folks from Mexico. So, you know, the English is a little broken up a little bit, but and Miguel is, I don't know if I think he's actually Christian, not Catholic, and that's why he's
Catholics are Christians.
I get, yeah, it's just a sect of it, right?
Yeah.
All right. And so he's in a prayer group with her, and he said, no, I don't like her anymore. And the reason why is because she's, like, a super staunch homophobe, and he doesn't like that. He was like, no, I mean, you can be, but you need balance, William. Balance. It's too Christian. She's always talking about gay people. It's like, but that's their life. That's not your life. Oh, yeah. Miguel doesn't like her because she's just too homophobic and too Christian. And I remember back when Trump first got elected, he just kept saying, why can't we have, what's the lady's name, William? Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren. What's the lady's name? Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, all right, let's see here.
You are trying to fundamentally transform our culture to make what is abnormal normal.
I have necessarily like abnormal to be gay. I mean, yeah, they've been around. Those people have been around since, you know, the very beginning. But it's abnormal. That's why there's, you know, thousands of years of documented history that people are not exclusively heterosexual. Because, well, it's not normal.
It's not.
Mm-hmm.
To be out.
And to force everybody, particularly Christians, to force Christians to accept and to participate in some way in putting our seal of approval on what is being done.
Realize he's not even talking about a city ordinance, any sort of piece of legislation, mm-hmm. a referendum, nothing. It's just the fact that she's gay.
Yeah, and out.
Just that. A lesbian, period, woman, period.
Period, period.
Yes. Excuse. A cis woman, but that would blow his mind. We can't even talk to E.W. Jackson about
that. I'm sure that he's on the whole, there's no such things as trans people. They're either confused or it's just gay men in dresses.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
That's that Neely Fuller shit, too.
That's the issue. Doesn't matter. That it doesn't matter who you love. Give me a break. I mean, give me a break with that nonsensical, demonic twisting of the language.
Because you know it's not a... Because he keeps saying it doesn't matter what you do in your own home. And then saying, you're making us accept this. And it's like, but you're also saying it doesn't matter what you do in your own home. Or, you know, so what? What?
You're hating.
I'm not hating.
He's coming up to the close of it.
About who you love. It's about who you have sex with. That's what they're talking about. It's about who you have sex with. It's about who you have sex with. It's about who you have sex with. That's what they're talking
sex.
About. And specifically about having sex with people of the same gender. Gender. With people of the same gender. Having sex with people of the same gender. Having sex with people of the same about.
What?
Nothing.
You're hating.
So you're upset.
You don't like the fact that if we step into a, well, we're having like
we're not doing that.
A busy active day, and I have the Bluetooth speaker.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're not doing that.
So you're hating.
Having sex with people of the same gender. About.
But I'm saying we're having a busy day. We're running all around town. We got the mm-hmm. tax return. Mm-hmm. We're like, fuck, we got to get a lawnmower. We need to get this shelving unit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want to, there's something else. I want to get a small shed for barbecue supplies, but I want a shed because I want to lock it because I don't want little dirty little boy mm-hmm. having access to shit.
Yeah.
Little sex on the couch boy in the garage.
Oh.
And with his Lifestyles condoms. And
so judgy about the Lifestyles.
I hate Lifestyles.
At least he was using a condom because, like, let's be real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Life. And but I'd like to have that for like barbecue supplies, and I'd like to have a little radio out there when we're barbecuing.
Yeah.
So we're black. We should have a radio when we're barbecuing.
Okay.
And have that shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
And but then, you know, we're running around, we're doing that long day. We started at like 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking around, we're like, fuck, man, it's 12:30. Hungry, huh?
Well, mm-hmm.
we're still blue collar, man. Let's run in this here Burger King. And they walk in, they're like, hey, welcome to Burger King. How you doing?
Having sex with people of the same gender.
No.
I can't do that with a Bluetooth speaker?
No.
You are not progressive. Nine. Oh, man, he might have something to do with a financial something or other.
Yeah, Trump's thinking about appointing him to, I think, like, I don't know, the something.
Secretary of Treasury, some shit some like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good. No good.
Oh.
Excuse. All right, let's go. Oh, damn, he has a long
pause. And yes, we do care. Because God cares. If God calls it an abomination, it's an abomination.
And that's the end of that long ass. It's not even a long ass clip. We just talk a lot. That shit's 4 minutes. That shit is 4 minutes. And we took that clip and that Lance Wallnau clip and turned that shit into 54 minutes.
Well, you know.
Ooh, excuse me. That's how we behave.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to get on with our day, folks.
Are we done recording or recording more?
Oh, you got another story?
Well, I just want to mention it because it seems like something that should be getting more media attention. That's not. So, what's today, the 7th, 8th?
Oh, I think it's the 7th.
7th? Okay. So, yeah, this got posted, I guess, 2 days ago on April 5th.
Yeah, but
in Atlanta, what says Atlanta? Oh, apparently there's an Atlanta in Louisiana. All right. Well, why the fuck not? So in Louisiana, 3 historically black churches have been burned down in less than 2 weeks in one South Louisiana parish. And officials say they found, quote, suspicious elements in each case. The officials have not ruled out the possibility of arson or the possibility that these fires are related. There's clearly something happening in the community, said State Fire Marshal H. Browning in a statement on Thursday. That is why it is imperative that the citizens of the community be part of our effort to figure out what it is. The 3 fires occurred on March 26th, which was Tuesday. Oh, hold on. This is weird. Somebody messed this sentence up. Oh. All right. Because it says the 3 fires occurred on March 26th, comma, Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
So you're like, what? So, anyways, yes. That sentence is messed up. And then a 4th fire, a small blaze that officials said was intentionally set, was reported on Sunday at a predominantly black church in Caddo Parish, about a 3-hour drive north. But just as we haven't connected the 3 in St. Landry, we haven't connected the 1 in Caddo, said Ashley Rodriguez, a spokeswoman for the official office of the state fire marshal. Local officials said they're still investigating the fires and did not say if they knew of any suspects, a motive, or whether racism was an element.
Nigga.
3 fires in Louisiana at black churches.
Don't worry. White people love investigating.
There is certainly a commonality, and whether that leads to a person or persons or groups, we just don't know yet, said Browning at a news conference on Thursday. The FBI and the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives are also involved in the investigation, according to Jeff Nowakowski, a spokesman for the ATF New Orleans Field Division. The Reverend Gerald Toussaint, a pastor at the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Opelousas, Louisiana, was driving to work Thursday morning around 4:45 a.m. when his wife called him to say that she'd seen on social media that their church was ablaze. Mr. Toussaint was aware of the other fires that had been set at nearby houses of worship, St. Mary Baptist Church in Port Barr, and the Greater Union Baptist Church in Opelousas. He rushed to the scene. This church was founded in the 19th century, has undergone extensive remodeling 2 years ago. Now, they just remodeled it. Now it's nearly gone, except for a brick wall and a corridor to the front. So, someone is setting black churches on fire, which, of course, remember, in the 50s and 60s, people were also setting black churches on fire.
In the 50s and 60s, yeah. Remember, right after Dylan Roof.
Also that.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all niggas should maybe stop going to churches. Like, just, you know.
Yeah, it's not real anyway. Yeah, mm-hmm. But there's a victim-blaming thought to that, right? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, because remember, the church, the members are the people being lied to.
Right.
Yeah, so go after the liar. You fucking huckster-ass pastor. You know mm-hmm. It's all bullshit.
Right. And then, of course, this article also notes in 2006, there was a string of arsons at Alabama churches, proved to be the work of 3 college kids who officials characterized as a joke that had spun out of control. Burning down a church is a joke? What the fuck? That is some white shit.
Everything's a fucking joke to them.
Last month, a black member of a predominantly black congregation pleaded guilty to burning his church. And then they found another church that was spray painted with the words "Vote Trump." Huh. So yeah, we're gonna see what happens. We'll follow it. But yeah, 3 churches in 10 days.
Ah. Yeah. All right, we're after it. We'll be back at your fucking asses Monday. It might be 5 p.m. or maybe overtime will come back and it'll be 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And because I is be needing overtime.
Yes.
All right. Let's get the hell on out of here.